It's time now for WNCW's More to the Story for this week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. It is my pleasure to introduce for the first time to More to the Story, the Transylvania Times and reporter Matt McGregor. Matt, good morning.
Hey, morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm going to have the opportunity to talk to Matt about his recent story about the imminent dissolution of the United Way of Transylvania County and how this will affect many nonprofit groups who have been depending on its funding. Matt, we know there's not going to be much time left until the United Way actually concludes there in Transylvania County. Is that correct?
Right. January 31st is when it shuts its doors.
So that date is coming so close. And Matt, let's go back and let you tell us exactly what caused this to happen.
This article started for me in September when someone called and asked that we look into why certain programs had not received their funding. So it was originally going to be an Ask Us, which is we call and ask what's going on. They give us a brief answer, and it's in a little segment on the front page on Monday's issue. And so I called, and what I was told from one of the board chairs at the time is that it indeed had not met its $315,000 allocation, which was it had agreed to fund certain programs by September 30th, 2019, and it had not met those goals. There was a what the board chair called a $60,000 shortfall in funds between what they had hoped to have in total income and what they received.
You know, going back even some time ago, I know that I had a chance, and I'm sure so many of our listeners who follow the Transylvania Times had an opportunity to see that you were reporting that the United Way was not able to meet projected goals, and that goes back some time ago, doesn't it?
Started in, I think we got that call in September, and then as a result of the article we wrote on that, the United Way received a $60,000 loan, stopgap loan, from a private citizen to cover the cash flow challenge, as they stated in the press release, and apparently that had come as a direct result of the announcement that it was delaying its disbursement of its first quarter allocations. And it allowed the United Way to mail or hand-deliver first-quarter allocations. From that point, everything seemed okay. And then in January is when it announced, make sure I got that, yeah, in January is when the board of directors announced that they would dissolve the organization after distributing the remaining funds to the 15 local programs to which it committed.
So you mentioned right there some 15 local nonprofit programs. So this leaves them a big gap to be filled by a number of these local nonprofits, doesn't it?
Right, because what made United Way unique was not just a place where you donated money and it distributed the funds. It collaborated with local agencies to create these programs.
As far as these nonprofits go, what is the immediate plan? Is it true they're going to try to get together and meet with others in the county to talk about the solutions of where they may get some of those needed dollars?
They met last week, and they're meeting later in January to discuss options. And Pisgah Health Foundation and Dogwood Health Trust are brought up as options, but these are two foundations that don't specifically focus on Transylvania County. They're multiple county. They provide services to multiple counties, so that will increase the competition for funding, grant funding, to somewhere like, say, you got the Family Place, which was a fiscal agent of United Way. Their United Way donated to the distributed funds to the program Connect, which was a part of the Family Place. So and United Way collaborated with the Family Place and DSS to create Connect. So it's hard to say what they're going to discuss, but Pisgah Health Foundation and the Dogwood Health Trust are two of the options to where they can apply. Pisgah Health Foundation supports many communities in western North Carolina, and the counties include Buckham, Haywood, Henderson, Madison, and Transylvania. So that's not just Transylvania, which is what United Way of Transylvania County focused on, which will increase the competition for grant funding. Then you have the Dogwood Health Trust, which, according to its website, serves more than 900,000 people living in 18 counties in western North Carolina. So a fiscal agent like the Family Place or El Centro, which are just strictly Transylvania County agencies, are going to have a lot of competition to get this funding.
Yeah, you mentioned the Family Place, and I know from reading your article, this is a organization that has helped assist families who don't meet criteria to receive services generally. And what about another group? Explain who they are when we talk about the name TRAIN.
TRAIN is Transylvania Resource Access Information Network, and it's a network of community health and human resource groups that facilitate communication between both public and private organizations to promote efficient use of community resources. This is a program that collaborated, that the United Way of Transylvania County created through collaboration, which is what made United Way unique is in Transylvania County, was that it was able to not just distribute funds, but collaborate to create programs like this. There's also Connect, which was initiated in 2012 through United Way of Transylvania County and its collaboration with agencies such as the Family Place and the Department of Social Services to assist families who don't meet the criteria to receive services from traditional agencies.
Many of us, it doesn't matter how big or how small of a city or town we are in, we've heard of our local United Way. Many of us actually contribute, maybe through our employer, or give to our local United Way agency, so that money's distributed to a lot of worthy nonprofit groups. So I know there's certainly some concern right now from many people that know its values from those nonprofit organizations to think about making up funding. So this is going to be something to really keep an eye on what's going to be the new answers for so many important groups there in Transylvania County. So we'll continue to follow the news that's going to come next from you, Matt, and the Transylvania Times. And let me give you the opportunity, since, again, this is the first visit from the Transylvania Times on our program, if they wanted to follow you, the listening audience out there, and continue to read the news from the Transylvania Times, how could they do so?
Definitely subscribe to the Transylvania Times. We are one of the few remaining community newspapers left, not owned by Gannett or anything like that. We are strictly community, cover our community. We have a website, TransylvaniaTimes.com. Yeah, check us out.
Yes, check Matt and the Transylvania Times out indeed, and hopefully we'll check him out again on another future date here on More to the Story. And thank you very much for sharing this news on the United Way of Transylvania County and what's getting ready to take place. Matt McGregor, we hope you have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
A reminder that you can also check out More to the Story online. Podcasts are available at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.